Your daily devo for November 11th, 2022, titled Preparations for Marriage. Written by Daylene Fisher, read by Matthew T.G. Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. Revelation chapter 19, verse 9. When our daughter was married, she considered the importance of the wedding ceremony and the conventional nature of the marital union with each decision that was made. Both the bride and the groom were from unusually large families and wanted to be good hosts, so sometimes preparations were overwhelming. But modern ceremonies pale in comparison to ancient marriage celebrations, which occurred only after the groom had spent a year or so in preparation. Once betrothed, the groom would return to his father's house to prepare a place for his bride. See John chapter 14, verse 3. Later, at an undisclosed date, he would return to claim her. This would initiate several days of wedding celebrations. In this passage, we see that Christ has returned for his bride, and the wedding feast has begun, symbolizing an eternal union between Christ and the church. The marriage feast itself, the marriage supper of the Lamb, is prepared by the groom as a demonstration of his love and devotion to his bride. We are the bride of Christ. As the church, we wait in hopeful anticipation of the impending marriage supper of the Lamb. Just as in ancient times, we do not know when our groom will return or when the marriage will be, but we can trust that he is busy now preparing not just for his return, but to take us home. Today's action step: anticipate the marriage supper of the Lamb.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.